Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, lovely relationships are better than money. No. The famous Harvard University had met a 75-year survive from 2,200 teenagers from the Harvard University and from the poorest area of Boston. And this is the longest survive that had ever had done. What happens from 18 to 93? Yes, they've done it. And the results are that love relationships are the most important thing and the best what we can do for our health, for our happiness, for our longevity. The people who invested the most in their relationships had been the happiest until their death. And even they lived the longest life. And their brain were the fittest until they died. And not money, wealth, or fame. The people who were focused on money, wealth, and fame changed their relationships, for instance, in their age, still they had been not so happy, healthy, and fit. They have asked every 2 years this teenager who were growing up older and older about their life, about their career, their profession, about their happiness, about their relationships. And they have checked their heads. And so that these results are really true results, without any mistakes. Couples who stayed their whole life together, even in their high age, were much more fit. Also, their brain were much more fit. And they were much more happy. And when they had pain, the pain didn't bother them so much, because of this good relationship where they had been protected, or they felt protected each other. Even they had some arguments over days, didn't care. The people who stayed alone had been the worst. Yes. Shorter life, more diseases, much more diseases, and their brain declined very fast. And I see this really everywhere. Even myself, so long. But I make my Qigong and brain growing Qigong and so on. What is, if you had a high cholesterol with 50, then for sure you should die earlier. When you had been in a great relationship and spent your time with your friends, and if you have built up good relationships, it didn't bother the people with 80. Even health issues. And in the survive is nothing about making fitness also just so. What is if you stay alone, or if you stay alone in a relationship? It's the same. Both feel lonely in the relationship or alone. And then they have the same health issues, the same problems. You can feel lonely also in the crowd. What is with the people who had a conflict marriage? To get divorced is the best. To stay in a conflict marriage will draw you to diseases. Many conflicts, stress, diseases. For a good relationship, we have also to invest. Many people think we build up many friendships. No. Good relationships, not many friends, is what is counting. The same is for the community, for the families, build up good relationship. All the other thing will not pay off. If both are aging, they are much more fit in their brain because of protecting each other. Our brain is declining through fear. Very simple thing. Dementia and so on is based on fear or on drugs. Medical drugs and so on. So, and today we see the people are connected more to their smartphone or to Facebook than to their spouse, to their family. You can kiss your smartphone 1,000 times. Nevertheless, after 2 or 3 years, your smartphone is broken. But how would it be if you spent your quality time with your family instead with your smartphone? And then embrace each other. Give kisses, be lovely. And that makes a great life. And not fame. And not money. Money for security and all this blah, blah, blah. No. Enjoy your life. Be happy. Build up great relationships. And this will cover your health. This will cover your happiness. And your longevity. Thank you that I could speak about that. And bye.